there's a talk about the power of prayer. All religions believe in the power of prayer, but few people understand the mechanics of the process. Few people understand why prayers work for some and seemingly never for another. Most Westerners believe that people of the East either pray to a graven image or do not pray at all. Both statements are untrue. And I am going to tell you now how you can remove prayer from the realms of mysticism and superstition and use it to help others. For prayer is a very real thing indeed. It is one of the greatest forces of this world when used as it was intended to be used. Most religions have a belief that each person has a guardian angel or someone who looks after that person. That also is true. But the guardian angel is oneself, the other self. The other self which is at the other side of life. Very, very few people can see this angel, this guardian of theirs, while they are on the earth. But those who can are able to describe it in detail. This guardian, we must call it something, so let us call it guardian, has not a material body such as we have on earth. It appears to be ghostly. Sometimes a clairvoyant will see it as a blue scintillating figure larger than life size and connected to the flesh body by what is known as a silver cord. That cord which pulses and glistens with life as it conveys messages from one to the other. This guardian has not a body such as that of Earth, but it is still able to do the things which the Earth body can do, with the addition that it can do very many more things which the Earth body cannot. For example, the guardian can go to any part of the world in a flash. It is the guardian which does astral traveling and relays back to the body through the silver cord that which is needed. When you pray to yourself, to your other self, to your guardian. And if we knew properly how to pray, we should send those prayers through the silver cord. Because the connection we use now is like a telephone line, which is a very faulty line indeed. And we have to repeat ourselves in order to make sure that the message gets through as we intend it. So, when you pray, speak as you would speak through a very long distance telephone line. Speak with absolute clarity and actually think of what you are saying. The fault, I should add, lies with us here on this world, lies with the imperfect body we have on this world. The fault is not in our guardian. Pray in simple language, making sure that the requests are always positive and never negative. Having carefully framed our prayer to be absolutely positive and to be absolutely clear of any possibility of misunderstanding, repeat that prayer perhaps 3 times. Let us have an example. Suppose, for instance, that you have a person who is ill and suffering and you want to do something about it. You should pray for the relief of that person's suffering. You should pray 3 times, saying exactly the same thing each time. You should visualize that shadowy figure, that insubstantial figure, actually going to the house of the other person, following the route which you would yourself follow, entering the house, and laying hands on that person, and so effecting a cure. I will return to this particular theme in a moment. But first let me say that you should repeat that as many times as are necessary. And if you really believe, then there will be an improvement. This matter of a complete cure. Well, if a person has a leg amputated, no amount of prayer will replace it. But if a person has cancer or any other grave disease, then that can be halted. Obviously, the less the seriousness of the complaint, the easier it is to effect a cure. Everyone knows of the records of miracle cures throughout the history of the world. Lourdes and many other places, they are famed for their cures. And these cures are effected by the other self, by the guardian of the person concerned, in association with the fame of the locality. For constant thought about a locality builds up a very potent force. Lourdes is known throughout the world as a place of miracle cures, so people go there utterly confident that they will be cured. And very often, that confidence is passed on to the guardian of the person.